Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show as we have a full hour left in The Usual Suspects before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz as we continue to roll on.
Can I tell you what happened?
Sure.
So my wife, first of all, never send your wife to get hurricane essentials. Okay? So I put the pictures out on Instagram, but... Let me just pull up a picture and read to you some of the things that are in our pantry for the hurricane. Cool Ranch Doritos, Nacho Cheese Doritos.
You got to have variety. You can't eat one the whole time.
Let me finish. Fritos, Fiesta Style Restaurant Tortilla Chips, Cheddar Cheese Pringles.
Okay.
Spicy Nacho Cheese Pringles. Oh, I'm sorry. There's a second bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, a bag of powdered donuts, a box of Oreos, two boxes of Cheez-Its. I'm like, I'm going to have...
Is she carving up for a marathon?
What is going on? Like, all of these carbs and then two packs of hot dogs. I was like, what?
My hurricane preparedness basket looked like... beef jerky.
Yeah, smart. Never goes old.
But it wasn't like all the good beef jerky was gone, so I ended up having to get these like Hatch chili, like gourmet Slim Jim type things. So I got a few packages of that. I got a box of zebra cakes, which were clutch. I can't remember. They're just basically a bunch of snacks.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Goldfish.
Yeah.
Several different varieties.
Well, okay, so she bought like hamburger meat, but I'm like, that's going to spoil if we happen to have an issue.
Yeah, you got to cook that.
Yeah,
ASAP.
But, and then we're moving, so we lose power and we can only run. We have a refrigerator in the garage and it's a smaller, easier one to. So we're like, let's move everything from the fridge in the house to the one in the garage and I'll plug the generator up. So we're looking, we have limited space. So I'm like, well, just get the essentials out. You know you're married to a Mexican woman when the very first thing that she grabs out of the refrigerator, a jar of jalapenos. I'm like, I said, get the essentials. She was like, yeah, I can't eat none of this if I don't have jalapenos. So this is where it all starts and ends. I was like, oh my God, that's just insane, woman. Like, she's like, yeah, no, don't worry about the mustard. Don't worry about none of that. Just get the jalapenos, the beer. and the weenies and the hamburger meat. What? And some cheese, of course, because you got to have cheese, you know what I mean? But yeah, that was the very first thing that she grabbed, a jar of jalapenos. Unbelievable. I don't get it. But
yeah, I was in a tough spot voice? Because I was basically crazy. On my own as Mr. Mom in the middle of a hurricane because my wife is like across town.
Yeah.
And then Channel 11 gets flooded out. So they got that going on. They don't know where they're going next and what they're doing. They sent her home. So I get to see her for a brief amount of time and kind of make sure she's okay. Once I'm breathing easy now that we got her home. And then they say, hey, we need you back. And you're hearing every major thoroughfare and not so major thoroughfare are closed. And it's like, and she's a team player. She's like, I got to be there. I got to, you know, this is like her Super Bowl. She's like, they need me and I want to be there helping them. So now you're concerned about, hey, you're a mother. You're my wife. I'm not going to let you. I'm talking to Sugarland Police. We're trying to find routes. But then she goes again, and I'm like, yeah, so Mr. Mom's cool for a couple hours at a time, but 24/7 changes things a little bit.
Man, I couldn't imagine having to. I was talking to the ladies from the subway, and they were like, they came to work just to get away from their kids. I'd have been like, I'd have built a raft and just put them on there and pushed them away. Bye, go play. Get out of here. Or just, I could just.
You
got
to at least tether them to something.
No.
So that way they don't float away.
No, it's all right. I won't have to go look for them at Lakewood Church, but I'll go find the other shelters and see where they. No, man. That many days in a row trapped in a house with kids. Oh, goodness. And, you know, the worst part for us is we went out and got all these hurricane snacks and food. I had it all eaten before the hurricane even hit. Like, we were out of snacks before the actual hurricane hit. Like, Saturday afternoon, I was like, wow, we have no chips left in the house. I gained 2 pounds before the hurricane even hit. So, I was, needless to say, we were not prepared. Not good.
That's crazy.
And then last night, when it all settles down, my wife made Sloppy Joe's. I was like, really? That's our post-hurricane meal? Sloppy Joe's? Really?
Dude, my
Which,
my
by post- the way, do you ever make Sloppy Joe's?
Well,
I
miss them.
Do you add anything and call them Sloppy Joe's? Be like, yeah, I'm going to do a little twist on it, and this will be a Sloppy Joe.
Okay, so and Tyler's not going to play a dad joke liner there.
That's not a dad joke. That's a great joke. Good joke.
You don't ever.
You guys are pathetic. I can't stand you guys.
You don't do anything special. Be like, time for some Sloppy Joe's.
Nope.
And then tell Lisa to put some Sloppy Joe in her mouth. No, you don't do that?
Now, that I might do, but I'm not going to do the first part. And here's the thing. I haven't had Sloppy Joe's since I was a kid. My mom used to make them all the time. But, man, those things were awesome.
Now, how do you make your Sloppy Joe's? Because I'll start. All right? You got to get hamburger buns. They have to be eaten on hamburger buns.
Yep.
Can't be eaten on regular bread.
Correct.
That's like eating a hot dog with regular bread.
Totally agree.
That's only when you run out of buns or you're ghetto, whatever. That's what we did as a kid, so that's why I can say that. Because my mom would just be like, just get the slice of bread for the hot dog.
Yeah, my mom was same way.
I was like, Mom, no. She was like, yeah, it's the same thing. So it was, it sucked. But so you got to have a hamburger bun, and then I put mayo on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
No. So that ruins it.
Put some mayo on there, and then you put the Sloppy Joe on there.
No.
Now, if you eat it with a fork,
no,
that's a bitch move.
Stop
you cannot.
It.
If you eat a Sloppy Joe with a fork, you can go to hell.
Like a sandwich.
Yeah, you can go to hell. Because the best part of the Sloppy Joe, the absolute best part, is the part that falls out that you use the chip to pick up. Because you got to have chips with a Sloppy Joe, right?
I agree with that too.
Okay,
yes,
you
got to
eat chips. Doesn't matter which kind, Doritos, whatever. But then you use the chips as the spoon to get whatever is dropped out of the bottom of the Sloppy Joe onto the plate. That's the best part. That's like the fries at the bottom of the bag. That's like found money. But we agree. If you use a fork, you can't eat a Sloppy Joe that way, right?
I agree with all that.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's rare.
Except
for the mayo.
Okay, I get it. I'll put some ketchup
on it for you.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Hey, can I say this too, by the way?
Say it.
Because we've had the FEMA people, we've had the mayor's office, and we've had Jeff Lindner, the guy with talking about the dams and the overflow and all that stuff. All these people, sign language folks, are the most passionately animated people I've ever seen in my life. These people that are signing what the folks are talking about at the podium.
Oh yeah, they get into it.
Whoo, do they get into it? I mean, they're making the grumpy face and the angry face and the bug eyes.
Well,
and
I mean, that's the sound, right? That's the
man.
Visuals.
They get into it.
By
you
the
seen
way,
that Tyler? Those sign language people are intense.
We were talking about it last night on the Blitz. There's the one larger guy, and his expressions are by far the most like. Extraordinary out of all of them.
they run the high side of the gamut, and then the lady that I think is more with the mayor, she looks just angry on everything.
Well, maybe she wants to be at home.
Yeah, or she wants
she's
some chips
too.
With that Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, she's working too. Lamont and I are going back and forth, as I know you are too.
Yeah.
He's saying that Joel Osteen, it doesn't matter if he did or didn't, he's not an elected official. Yeah, well, that may be true. You don't have to be an elected official to do the right thing and care about your city.
Yeah, mattress.
You absolutely,
Mac, isn't?
Yeah, you absolutely do not have to be an elected official. And someone else tweeted in and said that essentially what Joel Osteen was doing was waiting for the city of Houston to ask him to be a shelter. That way he could get a FEMA check. I would believe that more than I would believe anything else. I would absolutely believe that.
Here's the thing, and I keep going back to this, but, you know, and then because the other argument is, hey, would you let someone into your house? Well, that's not his house. That's not his $10 million house with all of his 75 cars and all the other stuff. And I don't care what he's got personally. That's his personal business. But professionally, or the profession that he's in, or whether you call it a profession or not, what he chooses to do is be a man of the people in a building for the people that these people go to when they are in a time of need, when they want to lean on someone, when they've got things going on where they need some help and support. They come there. They open up their wallets as well as their hearts, and they sit in what he calls his living room when he's sitting there talking to them every week and trying to talk them through tough times and say that he's there for them when he passes that plate to say, we need you here for us. And then you know that that building is in part paid for by the people who made those donations weekly and monthly. Yet when they are in their deepest time of need, when they are in their biggest, biggest emergency situation, your doors are shut.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Not cool.
I'm not buying it.
Real DJ Hollygrove said, I had Sloppy Joe's last night, quick and easy. And then he was like, mayonnaise now, fam. You're fired now.
See? I can't get into the mayo
thing. Hey, yeah, that's probably the whitest thing I do is put mayonnaise on a Sloppy Joe. I'm not going to lie. That is
And on hot dogs, though.
Yeah.
I can't do that either. Wasn't hot for what AJ just said reference to you putting mayonnaise on your Sloppy Joes.
Well, it's whatever. Yeah. That's how I roll. I don't care. He's not eating it. It's just like he was bagging on my taste in music. You don't have to listen to it. Don't worry about it. You're not eating my Sloppy Joe. Don't worry about it. That's how I eat it. Joseph Torino said mustard and sharp cheddar.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
Mustard and sharp cheddar on a Sloppy Joe. Okay. I'm down with the sharp cheddar. I don't know about the mustard. Oh, Astros won 5-1.
Yeah.
About time.
Good win.
Good for them.
Good to see them get one there because that was a tough situation.
Yeah. Well. Oh, well.
Now go get Justin Verlander.
What is that popping I keep hearing in my ear?
Dude, I think it has something to do with the way that our signal is rigged up.
Uh-huh.
So.
I don't know if it's going out over there or just in my ear.
I heard it.
I don't know.
Huh. That's interesting.
I heard it, too. I thought it was balloons popping with your man card.
Oh, shut up. My man card is well intact, sir. I'll have you know.
Yeah. Is it? AJ should get in on this.
That doesn't matter. I don't need AJ's not the hander outer of man cards. Okay?
Oh, just ask him.
No, he's not. Okay. Besides, I'm secure in my manhood and what I did this weekend. I'm good to go. I'm trying to see what else I had on my
You got some carb cleaner and some some deep kale cleanse.
I want to talk to you about
smoothie.
I did a Twitter poll and I'm gonna give you the results, but the Twitter poll was what's more gross? The water in a mustard, you know how when you first use mustard out of the fridge, the water in that, or the water in sour cream when you first take the lid off? What's grosser? I'll give you the results of that poll. And we need to talk about the terrible spelling going on Twitter.
Okay. El Jefe just took part in that today.
I tried to hashtag Hurricane Harvey. There's like 27 versions of hashtag Hurricane Harvey.
Harave.
Because none of you dumbasses can spell correctly. Get it together, Twitter.
All right, we'll have that and a whole lot more. Don't go anymore. More of the usual suspects right around the corner. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Wait. 3. Doing 80 in a 60 tick, cause I ain't had a 50 in a minute, in a minute.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final 40 minutes of The Usual Suspects, where we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz as we continue to roll on. Hopefully, Jong is safe and sound, and he will be relieving Tyler as he had to drive back from Denver based on flights and everything else going on with this hurricane, just so he could get back here to his fine city. Other than that, you got a whole lot going over here on your plate, so...
What's that?
You and AJ are deep in an argument.
Me and Lamont.
You and Lamont are getting into it. I don't know if Lamont's responding to me or you.
Yeah, I can't tell. He's arguing with both of us. We'll just agree to disagree, Lamont. It's starting to resort.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And it's starting to resort to name calling, but that's all right. He just basically said, if you're sitting on your butt not doing anything, you can't complain. Well, you don't know what each person is or isn't doing. You have no idea. Like,
I, for once, took heed to the fact that he said, not you personally, so I didn't go off on that one, and you did, so there you go.
Somebody said, I want to find this tweet because it's hilarious. Where did it go? Oh, damn it. Here it goes. TJ, H-Town Blue on Twitter, at H-Town Blue said, Barry, if you needed rescuing and I saw you had a sloppy Joe with mayo on it, I'd be like, hope you can float, nasty man. So you're going to let me drown just because I put mayo on a sloppy Joe. Is that what I'm hearing? Is that, TJ? Damn it. I kind of understand. If I rolled up on Joe's house and saw him with a grilled cheese with ketchup on it, I'd be like, next. Nobody's here. Mark this one as checked. Next.
Oh, I,
so
I get it.
Ketchup, yeah, is just a weird, that's, combo.
Yeah. Grilled cheese and ketchup?
No, any cheese.
Oh, no,
doesn't,
it's
matter,
not
what form the cheese is in.
No, no, disagree.
It's weird.
I put cheese. I put ketchup on a cheeseburger.
Okay, I can, well, there deal you with go. That, but the cheese is not the main component of the cheeseburger.
No, but look, you could, some say it's the bread if you make it wrong, but I'm just telling you, I put cheese. I mean, it depends on where you were brought up. I mean, in the Midwest, you put ketchup like a vegetable on everything, so it,
like,
goes with everything.
Cheese fries. I won't do ketchup,
nope,
with cheese.
I won't either.
With
I'll put ketchup on. Yep.
Now also,
and bacon.
See, that's,
well,
ridiculous.
Yeah, of course,
the ranch.
Ranch.
But, oh my God, ranch, ranch, and ranch, and what are you, Jamora?
Ranch, 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 ranch.
Talking about playoffs.
You talking about ranch?
Talking about playoffs. Ranch and mayo to me is just blah.
That's so good.
Both of them are just blah.
You're not a mayo guy though, huh?
Tyler. No, I'm down with mayo.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you?
Good.
And even growing up, my
I've
mom
never
used
been a
Miracle
mustard guy,
Whip.
Though.
I'm not, me either.
Miracle Whip, GTFO.
My mom was always Miracle Whip.
I'm with you on the Miracle Whip, but I've evolved myself into mustard, ketchup, mayo, relish, onions.
I'll do everything.
So, like,
sweet,
yeah,
relish.
Sauerkraut?
You can also,
no,
leave.
No,
sauerkraut's nasty.
Yeah, relish.
Sauerkraut's good.
I'm good with relish, like, and I never did any of that stuff. So I've evolved my it used to be just mayo and cheese on a hot dog. Now, like,
your,
if I'm at the game,
palate is evolving.
Yeah, if I'm at the game, I've heard that though, that your tastes change over time. Like, I used to never eat Chinese food; like, it was disgusting to me.
What?
And now I love Chinese food. I love it.
China food, as Eddie Lacy likes to call it.
No, poor.
See,
food.
I understand,
yeah, I know,
if it's like something that you don't know what it is, but like otherwise, Chinese food is.
I used to hate mushrooms.
And you like them to see?
And
I'm the same way.
All day.
I'm the same way. Now, they have to be sauteed because I'm fancy,
yeah,
and I eat them with my pinky up.
Raw mushrooms are a little weird.
Yeah,
so.
That's not. No. I feel like that's dangerous for some reason. It's probably not, but I feel like it's dangerous. But yeah, I learned a lot about my wife's ability to prepare from all this, because just the shopping list. I sent her out. She comes back with stuff like ice cream. I'm like, babe, none of this is hurricane food.
That's fantastic to come back with ice cream.
I guess. Okay, do you want to know the results of the Twitter poll that I did? By the way, where do you guys stand on this? So I asked.
I would have thrown a third choice into the mix.
Nope, that wasn't the point, Joel.
But there's another one. There's another one with the water on the top. Yogurt.
Ketchup. No, ketchup.
That too. Guys, ketchup's too like mustard, but the yogurt thing.
This is why I don't let you guys have input under the Twitter polls. Because
you're Italian now?
If
you could see his hand gestures.
You guys are muddy in the waters. This is very clear. The two most egregious forms of this is mustard and sour cream, and that was the Twitter poll.
I disagree. Yogurt is there too.
Damn it, Joel.
Yogurt is basically the same thing as sour cream.
Yeah.
Ketchup is the same thing as mustard.
You just said that.
I know.
I'll
say it again.
So where do you stand on the poll itself, mustard or sour cream? Which of the waters is worse?
Sour cream water.
Okay, sour cream water.
It's the easiest to get rid of.
I think it's sour cream water because it's the easiest to get something from because it's dairy, if it's spoiling it all.
Okay.
Mustard doesn't spoil as quickly as dairy, so there's not as big a chance to get sick if you had to.
I always forget about the mustard water. So I remember, because when you peel the lid off, you see
exactly.
The sour cream
it's
water.
Easier to
you
stir
can
up.
Stir
shake it. Yeah.
So that's not as gross to me. That's the grosser one is the mustard, because I forget. And then when I go to squirt it, the mustard juice falls on my bread bun and sogs it all up. And now I got soggy mustard bread bun. That's just end it now. Like, that's so gross. So for me, I voted mustard. The winner of the grossest water content is sour cream.
And did they say why?
No, but that was the whole poll. What's grosser, the water that comes out when you first use the mustard or that layer of water in the used sour cream? 53% said sour cream, 47% said mustard. 238 people voted.
I think the sour cream is probably the leader of that just because you see it. Yeah, and it's there. It's more prominent.
Now, next question. Do you guys take that and pour it out, or do you mix it back in with the sour cream?
Mix it up.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Now, I will say this.
Who poured it?
When I brought up the yogurt thing.
I used to pour it out
because I didn't want that mixed in with ugh.
When I brought up the yogurt thing,
yeah.
They say that is where most of the best nutrition from yogurt is in that water in the yogurt.
Here's what I heard.
Here's a good question. What? Would you ever take a shot of that sour cream water?
Oh, yeah. Come on now. I've done some weird. I snorted cocoa powder. Of course, I would do that.
True. Yeah, I don't think that would be a big deal.
No, I would. What I heard was that that juice that gets in like the sour cream is like some of it could be like, do you ever like dip anything like a spoon and then like you put the spoon in your mouth if you put it back in there?
Double dipping?
Yeah. Sometimes
the enzymes and stuff.
Sometimes the saliva breaks down the food.
So, but why is there an initial water whenever you first open it up?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I heard.
Every other time, it just like water seeps out.
Initial time, there's no water. I've never opened a sour cream with water on it. It's always been nice and fluffy.
You must have the best sour cream delivery.
I have the best, the very best.
Tyler,
I'm like Trump.
It comes right fresh from the farm.
He's got a sour cream guy instead of a milk guy.
No, he doesn't have a guy. It's fresh off Laminack Farms.
Yeah. Yeah, my sour cream.
You can make it yourself.
I have the best sour cream. All the sour cream is the best sour cream.
Can I just tell you this, by the way, as a side note?
I'm gonna make a sour cream super cut.
Don't ever trust or taste homemade sour cream. Just going to let you know.
Who made homemade sour cream?
That would be a code word for some other things, too. But
Yeah. I thought you actually had someone who was trying to
make. I thought that might be like a Milwaukee thing.
No. But especially in certain areas that I'm not going to mention. But yeah, if some guy comes up to you, he's got some homemade sour cream, you stay away from that.
Beth said, mayo on a sloppy Joe is a must. Thank you,
no
Beth.
No way.
Thank you, Beth. Real DJ Hollygrove. Wait a minute. Ketchup on a grilled cheese? Nah, bro.
And I responded.
Hold on. Real DJ, just leave the studio and walk down West Alabama.
And I responded, so good.
Oh,
and by the way,
us.
I would make 3 grilled cheese right now, put ketchup on all 3, and devour them. Love them. Yep. Ugh. And by the way, after that, he followed me. So there you go.
DJ Hollywood. Yeah. Dude.
So there you go.
Sloppy Joe and mac and cheese for the win. These are texts.
That's not bad either.
Yeah, that sounds pretty strong. Mayo on a sloppy Joe or sloppy Joel. See? We invented a new food, Joe. You just need to come up with something to add to your sloppy Joes.
Hashtag and thanks,
then,
Barry.
Yeah, and then just do a sloppy Joe.
No, I got it.
We're helping. I'm helping you.
Put cheese curds on your sloppy Joe.
Ooh.
I could see that.
Milwaukee style.
I could see that.
It's a sloppy Joel.
I could see that.
It's a sloppy Joel.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Boom.
You're going to be famous.
Yeah. And onions. You got to have onions in the sloppy Joe mix.
Well, yeah, but that's in it. That's already.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
Like if you do the boxed stuff, you don't get the onions in it.
Yeah, but you still cut a little up and put in there.
No doubt.
Now,
my mom made them.
Can we discuss eating chili with rice? You guys ever done that?
That's like Cincinnati thing, the most famous chili place.
Oh, so good.
You don't do it with rice, you do it with macaroni and cheese.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that can go to hell. That's not right.
All right, we'll be back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink. Go to culturemap.com.
Wednesdays at Sugarland Skeeters.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Usual Suspects back with a half hour or a little less to go before we turn it over to Fred AJ and the Blitz. Been a good, spirited show today. Lots of information, stories, and dialogue. I like that.
There was a rumor going around that if you didn't get your... Because... what's his name? He was showing us pictures of his high school.
Bigger than a bread box?
Drew. Oh. Drew was saying that, oh, man, I got to hurry up and get my claims in for FEMA before the September 1st deadline. Because apparently everyone's thinking mm-hmm. that if you don't get it in by September 1st, that you don't get it.
No,
or something like that happens. But I wanted to clarify what that means, okay? So it's not true, and I'm going to read you two paragraphs or three paragraphs from an article on CNBC. Warning spread on social media about a September 1st deadline to file claims related to Hurricane Harvey are largely misinformation, experts say. The alert references a Texas law set to take effect this week that potentially reduces the penalties insurers face for late claim payments as a result of a lawsuit. Quote, the law has no impact on the insurance claims process. It only affects lawsuits, Texas State Senator Kelly Hancock said in a statement. Hancock serves as the chairman of the state committee, oversees property and casualty insurance. The narrative that the claims process changes on September 1 is false. He said in a statement, there is no need to rush to file a claim. Put your safety first. So I know some of you are out there thinking, oh, man, we've got to get this in. We've got to get in our claims. That's just not true. As the New York Times reports, the law won't affect most Texas homeowners whose property has flooded as a result of Hurricane Harvey. Most homeowners, unfortunately, don't have flood insurance, and the National Flood Insurance Programs and the Texas Windstorm Insurance Agencies are both exempt from the law. There is no deadline to file a claim related to Harvey. Texas consumers won't see the claims process or their rights change under the new state law. So, again, I know I've heard, we've talked to people that are freaking out that the deadline is fast approaching. It's not. If you're filing a FEMA claim because of Harvey, you have time. You have plenty of time. It's not today or tomorrow, whatever you've been told. But I just wanted to clear that up because I know I have friends that thought that was the case. Drew, a coworker, thought that was the case. A lot of bad information.
That is definitely a rampant rumor out there that was being encouraged by a lot of people, especially on Facebook. Telling people you've got to get it in quickly because of that. So that should give you some valuable information that hopefully will help you, and hopefully you don't need it, but I know there's plenty of you out there that do. So
yeah. Shout out to everyone at Beaumont, Lauren Pope and all.
Yeah, I'm glad
they
she's okay.
She's all right. Yeah. Good to hear.
I believe now it's official. Harvey is well out of the state of Texas. So
thank goodness.
At least in Texas, there's no more rain and storms and wind, but it's still going. It's climbing up to the north a little bit, but it's still dumping. Not quite as much as it did here, obviously, but it's still, that's crazy that it still has shelf life.
Well, you know, at the farm, I have the weather gauge thing, and I have the rain. So, like, first day, Friday, I think, was 0.4 inches. Saturday was, I want to say, 5 or 8, and then Sunday was 20. All told, from the beginning, from Friday evening through when it stopped raining, we got 37 inches of rain at our house.
Wow.
Over what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then it cleared up Tuesday. So
crazy.
Tons of rain, and we didn't get hit nearly as bad as some of the areas south and southwest.
And that's what we said. There's such a need out there because of it, because it was the rain more so than anything else. But the rain was so devastating with the flooding and everything that everybody went through, and then with having to release the water that got down to Buffalo Bayou that made it worse. And everybody was trying to find a way to contribute. That was the greatest thing, was for all the bad apples we've been talking about, there's been so much good, as we mentioned, all the people that came from other states,
AJ.
All the people that had boats. Yeah, everybody, AJ and
there.
Others, Raheel, AJ, we've all been trying to do our part. I mean, I've been trying to help my neighbors every day and do something because of the fact that, because you almost feel guilty you were okay, because you know the devastation everybody else incurred. And I thought it was interesting yesterday on the show that I did with Patrick, we were able to get a good friend of mine that I used to work with, and Kelvin Sampson, on the air because he was looking for something. And as the head basketball coach at U of H, he was like, I know that there are going to be places with, donations and things that we could do, but what can I do? And he just by chance, he told the story on air yesterday, but he said just by chance, he jotted down on an envelope on his dining room table, a message he could put on Twitter just to take a chance that he could get donations to make a difference. And it took a life of its own, and it took off. And here's an excerpt of that interview.
We've had over 600 college in different levels, major college, D2, D3, NAIA, junior college, middle school, high school, elementary school, IT business, IT companies, oil and gas companies. I think right now we're at 7,000 pairs of shoes and around 40,000 T-shirts. And I think we're going to wind up with over 50,000 T-shirts and close to 12,000 pair of shoes. I can't tell you how proud I am of people. You know, in times of crisis and conflict is when you find out about a person's character. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, we talked about
50,
the fact that
50,000 shirts.
Yeah, and he thought that we might get even as much as 16,000 pairs of shoes, and
that's
he made
crazy.
Sure. And it's crazy because on Twitter, I mean, I follow him, and everybody that contributes takes a picture. And he's right. I mean, he you know, the coolest thing to me was, like, the IT company. He said, well, we don't have shirts and shoes, but we've got phone charger cords
yep.
for all the people that need. And so they sent those. And everybody's trying to think of something that they can send to contribute. And if you want to contribute in a different way, you know, he started out by saying, can you please send 20 of your school shirts, 10 pairs of shoes? But then he just started saying, whatever you guys can send, we'll find a use for it for the people that have been displaced. And everybody just sends it to Kelvin Sampson, University of Houston Basketball, the Guy V. Lewis Developmental Center, 3480 Cullen Boulevard, Houston 77204. I believe it's something like there. It's in the tens to teens how many trucks now have been loaded up
wow.
with the stuff that he's getting.
That's great.
And it's made a huge difference, and it's just fantastic. And he said, we talked about it. I said, we became family when we started working with the Rockets together. And we still consider each other family, even though we've gone on to different places. And he said, it's so true, but you don't realize how many people don't need blood to be family. And the family of basketball has come together for this cause to do it this way. And it's really kind of a neat thing to see.
Pretty cool.
I'm going to retweet.
How about J.J.
The
Watt? Starting a raising donations, his goal was 200,000. He's over 11 million now.
Yeah, he keeps raising the goal.
Actually,
and people keep meeting it. Yeah.
He's almost at 12, which is amazing. But when you think about a guy like Les Alexander, just, yeah, I'm going to write a $10 million check. Just out of his own pocket. That's just to see stuff like that is just so good. It's
no
so amazing.
No question. Chris Paul, $50,000. And look, yeah. The other thing I don't like is when people start picking on people for what they contributed.
Yep.
If you contributed, more power to you too. But let's not be critical of people that are at least trying to do something.
I don't care if you donated $5, $10, a couple of pairs of
right.
shirts that you're not. Yeah, whatever you do, everything helps, man. And but good for those guys for raising all that money and Kelvin Sampson for doing that.
No doubt.
Lamont asked, have I talked about my neighbor's sprinklers yet? No, we'll do that next. I got to tell you, it wasn't just day one, but I'll fill you in.
There you go. All right, that and a whole lot more as we wrap it up. Get ready to turn it over to the Blitz with one segment to go. Don't go anywhere as we wrap up the show. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Story time! The world according to Barry, but better, it's story time, because we do like to begin and end the show with bookends of good-natured stuff that happens in our lives outside of the world of sports, sometimes within.
Yeah. By the way, they want to know what Taylor's Twitter handle is so they can hit him up. He sounds like a cool guy. So, Taylor, what's your Twitter handle?
Producer T. Scott.
Producer T. Scott.
The T does stand for Taylor.
Not for Taylor.
T stands for Taylor, but he abbreviated to just T. Scott.
Somebody said,
at producer T. Scott.
Somebody said Joel Osteen should buy the Rangers.
Did you see somebody who was tweeting out? They basically combined everything and
yeah.
made an Osteen personalized jersey for the
oh,
Rangers.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Somebody said, store your sour cream upside down and you will never have water on top. I didn't know that. That is fascinating to me, and I will do that from now on. Somebody's mad that the big acquisition so far is Cameron Maben at the deadline. Give him time. It's still midnight.
AJ's tip for sour cream is don't eat it.
There's nothing wrong with sour cream.
It's extremely fattening.
Sour cream is delicious. You put it on. Tell him no one can hear him. No one cares.
He's trying.
Tell him to bitch about it on his show in 10 minutes.
Because he doesn't have enough to bitch about during his show.
Yeah. Guys, my fiance and I donated everything we could, and I'm damn proud of it. It's not as much as others, but we did what we could and just couldn't sit back and not do something. That's right. That's
exactly right.
Now, can I tell you that Saturday, we get 6 inches of rain on the first full day of the Harvey weekend. And I'm rolling around my neighborhood after 6 inches of rain, and there's a dumbass running a sprinkler system. Not just one.
Now you sent pictures out.
Not just one. There were no less than 3 houses that got 6 inches of rain on day one that are running their sprinkler system. Now, I get that they didn't go out and manually turn it on, but you dumbass, like, that's the first thing I thought of was, oh, I got to turn my sprinklers off because there's about to be 30 inches of rain to hit Houston. And then somebody was like, well, no, maybe that's the sprinkler system or the aerobic system on the septic tank. Because, you know, the way they get rid of the water once it's treated in your septic is through sprinkler heads. Who would put their sprinkler heads from their boo-boo water in the front yard? Why would you do that? That's disgusting. Like, because people play in the front yard. Why would you be out there? Oh, I mean, your kids out there?
You play in the front yard with big hats and little shorts.
I get out all over the front yard playing around. But why? That's like we put ours in the far back where no one would go. That's gross.
Yeah, but you got 40 acres to put it on the far back.
Well, that's not true. That's not true at all. But that's pretty gross.
It's pretty nasty.
I hope that you guys were turning off your sprinkler system, because if you water your yard after 37 inches of rain, that's stupid. Like, you guys, you definitely.
Here's the other thing. So we got a knock on our front door one night during I think it was Saturday night. And the lady comes up and, you know, my dogs are going nuts. And I'm just like, who would be knocking on my front door during the middle of this torrential storm? And she goes, hey, I just want to let you know that the street was flooding so bad that I didn't want to go in, so I parked the car over by the corner. I'm like, okay. Like, okay, well, you know, if anybody asks, we'll know that it's someone's car and we'll try and do what we can for you, but I'm not sure I'm going to be looking out to see, right? So I go to see where it is. She drove it up on the sidewalk, and like on our corners, they do like these little kind of wall, you know, kind of like they have some kind of brick statue or a, you know, red brick tower middle thing and like a little backdrop, whatever, but it's all brick. I'm going, how the hell did she get it up there, right? Then 10 minutes later, I look on the other corner. Someone with a pickup truck did the same thing. I was walking the dogs today. They didn't care. They drove it over all of the greenery and shrubs that they lay out from the city.
Uh-huh.
They ripped up all the grass along the sidewalks. Oh. And then when the water had receded, they just took off. And I'm like walking, going, I mean, could you not at least do something to fix that?
A-holes. I found, do you want to talk? I have one sports thing.
Oh, boy. Should we? Okay.
It's more of a informational thing that I think you'll appreciate. But ESPN put it on their front page. It was basically game-by-game predictions, all 256 for every team. So it was the records, right? So they did pools of records. So
for which sport?
Football.
Okay.
So it is NFL football. Teams predicted to go 12-4. You ready? We're going to go through all these. We'll go to 8-8. Teams predicted to go 12-4,
mm-hmm.
New England Patriots,
mm-hmm.
and Green Bay Packers.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that's it. That'll be the best two records according to this ESPN article. 11-5, teams predicted to go 11-5. The Cardinals, Falcons, Panthers,
Seattle,
Chiefs, Steelers, Bucks, Titans, and Seahawks.
That's a lot.
Pick a name that doesn't belong on that list. Read it one more time. Oh, the Titans? Okay.
Read it again.
All right, yeah, it is Cardinals, Falcons, Panthers. We good with all three of those going 11-5?
I've heard people doubting the Falcons, but I'm good with those.
Chiefs, Steelers, Bucks. I don't know if the Bucks are ready to go 11-5.
I know Hard Knocks is getting a lot of people on the bandwagon. Yeah. I'm not sold on them yet either.
I don't know. And the Chiefs, I'm not necessarily sold on 11-5. And then Titans, Seahawks.
I think Titans out of all those is the one that I would question the most.
Okay. Teams predicted to go 10-6. Broncos, Chargers, Giants, Raiders.
I think that's pretty good.
Okay. I'm not so sure about the Chargers.
I know you haven't been either, and I believe in them more.
Teams predicted to go 9-7. Ravens, Bengals, Cowboys, Eagles, and...
You or Houston Texans?
The Houston Texans. Anyone on there not going to go 9-7 better or worse?
Say it again.
Any not going to go 9-7?
I know. Say the teams again.
Better or worse? Ravens, Bengals, Cowboys, Texans, Eagles.
Cowboys are going to be better than that.
You think so? They'll be better than 9-7?
Yeah.
All right. And then your last pool of 8-8, Lions, Vikings, Saints, Redskins. Anybody going to be better than 8-8 on that
list? Saints is the one that I give an outside chance to be better.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
You?
On that 8-8 list, I'm pretty good with that list, actually. Okay.
All right, Fred, AJ, and Jong, the Blitz is all ready to go. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Appreciate you being a part of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.